This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The bell of hope rang out at St. Paul's Chapel in New York on Monday morning to mark the moment at 8:46 a.m. New York time, 12:46 GMT, when the first of two planes hit the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. The bell of hope is rung on every anniversary since 2001. When it was presented to New York City by London to honor the nearly 3,000 people who died in the attacks. The names of the people who died at the World Trade Center being read out loud as they are every year.
Darren Christopher Bohan.
Lawrence Francis Balseau.
Vincent M. Bolands Jr.
It is the 22nd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. A few short of 2,500 is where the death toll stands from the earthquake in Morocco. The European Union is releasing an initial 1 million euros to the non-governmental aid organization, the Red Crescent. A commission spokesman said on Monday they are also helping with intel to help them get to the people who need it.
We activated our Copernicus satellite system, which has allowed us to provide high-quality satellite images to Morocco, which can help delineate the area affected by this natural disaster.
Search teams from Spain and Britain and Qatar joining the efforts Monday. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is on his way to Russia to meet with President Putin. South Korean media is quoting sources inside the military that Kim is left on a train for the meeting. Here's Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
The pair will meet for what could be a landmark summit amid Moscow's deepening isolation over the war in Ukraine.
This is VOA News. The president of the Spanish Soccer Federation, who kissed a player without her consent, has resigned. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Luis Rubiales has been widely criticized after he kissed Jenny Hermoso on the lips during the awards ceremony following Spain's victory in the Women's World Cup. His resignation comes following weeks of pressure from inside the sport and Spanish society in general. Hours after he stepped down, Spanish soccer player Jenny Hermoso was honoured in Mexico by her club, Pachuca. One fan, Ale Escarquega, told the AP, "Fortunately, she has dealt with it well with the media, and all the teams and people have come together to support her." Hermoso has since filed a complaint with the public prosecutor's office for sexual assault. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of people expected to mark Catalonia's National Day on Monday at a demonstration in Barcelona as the Spanish region's separatist parties find themselves as kingmakers in efforts to form a national government. Attendance at La Diada Days, as the National Day is known, has fallen in recent years as support for breaking away from Spain has decreased. A powerful storm and heavy floods have killed 150 people in the eastern Libyan city of Derna over the past 2 days, and the death toll is expected to rise to 250. The head of the Red Crescent in Benghazi said on Monday that video on social media shows people stranded on the roofs of their vehicles as Storm Daniel hit Benghazi and Albeda and El Mari and Derna, a city on the Mediterranean about 250 kilometers east of Benghazi. That storm has plagued other nations in the Mediterranean area as well. Europe's economic outlook just took a turn for the worse. The European Union's Executive Commission on Monday cut its forecast because high inflation is still discouraging consumers from spending money. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
The European Commission now expects economic growth of 0.8% this year for the 20 countries that use the euro currency. The old forecast was for 1.1% growth. Despite fears of recession, it's more stagnation because unemployment is low. The weaker outlook could affect what the European Central Bank does on interest rates this week. Some economists think the ECB might avoid another rate increase after 9 straight hikes. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.